This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heads up, if you are planning on traveling by air anywhere today or tomorrow or maybe theoretically by the end of the week, then you may have some trouble. Logan is reporting massive delays and cancellations this morning because of Hurricane Milton, which will make landfall on the Tampa Bay coast. This evening, I guess, is when it is expected, and it looks like it is going to be a doozy. So just check. They're advising you to check with your airline. I'm sure you'll get an immediate friendly response from a human being when you check with your airline. But do that if you're supposed to fly anywhere today.
I'm not a bright man. Why would the obviously flights to Florida, but like. Why would that impact any other travel?
Because they have to move all the planes. Like, they try to move all the Florida planes out and move them to other airports. There are airlines who have a hub in Florida. It just screws the whole entire thing up, Curtis. Oh. I agree with you. It's ridiculous. But
and a lot of routes will take you over Florida or near that area, so they're going to have to reroute a bunch of flights.
Yeah.
Yesterday, though, was maybe the first time that I was enjoying my afternoon and scrolling and realized, ooh, Greg and Curtis may be onto something. I was doom scrolling. Like, 100%. I started following people that said, like, I'm hunkering down for the hurricane and gonna ride this one out.
I can't believe people are doing that.
Yeah.
There's one.
Oh, my mom's doing it.
There's a person we're going to hear from in the news who lives on a boat, who is staying on the boat.
Boathouse.
During a Cat 5 hurricane.
That seems like a mistake.
They are suggesting that we actually add a category. Cat 6 should be added because it's going to be so bad. Where's your mom?
In Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh.
And she's staying?
Yeah.
At her house?
Yeah. Well, no, she went over to her aunt's house. So it's like her aunt, her cousin, and then I think one of the other cousins is there as well. So it's like four of them. It's they got like 10 bottles of wine and a bunch of loaves of bread, and they're like, "Yeah, we're ready to go."
Amen.
Are they close to the water though, Shine?
Like, no, so they're like 25-ish, 30 minutes inland.
Okay.
I think actually technically they're in Dunedin, not in Clearwater.
Okay.
So,
there is a woman I'm following on TikTok right now just because of this who says, you know, my husband built this house commercially, so it's like a concrete brick and it's four stories and we'll be fine. She's on a peninsula.
All right.
And she and her family are staying throughout this.
Did she say why?
She said because she feels safe in this house. It's not so much the flooding. If you've got four stories, it's the wind. And if the wind is going to smash all your windows.
Well, did you see any of the modeling that the meteorologists were doing, Curtis, yesterday, where they were standing on a platform and showing what the swells were going to look like? And they did the 3-foot swell, and then they did the 6-foot swell. And then they did the 15-foot swell, Jesus. Which are all, they're all expected. And they were showing the water level behind them rising. And they're like standing in a neighborhood. It's all CGI or whatever. And they're showing you as that water gets higher and higher, how you basically, there's objects in the water. that are like turning into projectiles
and debris.
I mean,
there's got to be gators all over the place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's an irrational.
I mean,
fear,
I wouldn't really trip about the glass because don't they have those things that come down?
But not everybody has them. Like that's a big issue for a lot of people in high rises who, and you can't find anything to board up your windows right now. But it's
but a lot of people. If you're 20 stories up,
Windows are still an issue when it comes to wind. Like that, the wind could knock out some of these people's windows.
Oh, so they don't have, like, my buddy's mother-in-law lives down there, and they have these shutter things that come down.
Not everybody.
They are saying that it could be worse. The worst hurricane, I think Curtis would know better than I, but...
Andrew.
Galveston.
Galveston.
All right.
Which was responsible, believe it or not. This is in the 60s, so I guess you can make an allowance when it comes to people being informed and things, but... it was responsible for 8,000 deaths.
Jesus.
And so the damage estimate this morning for Milton and that area is $175 billion.
Wow. Oh my God!
Is what they are estimating when it comes to damage. So
these people's whole lives that could just be washed away, and people that don't have means to be able to
get out
to get gas. To they're scared they're going to get stuck on the highway.
Yeah.
And also, Greg brought up the debris because of Helene that they just went through. A lot of people have couches and bed frames on their front lawn, and they haven't had enough manpower to be able to remove it all.
Yeah. No, it seems like it's going to be a doozy. So, and that is going to make landfall this evening. So, thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Shyam, stay in touch with your mom. Stay off. Stay off the console and stay in touch with your mom this evening.
Oh, I got it. Don't worry. I'm on it.
And like messaging her while gaming does not count.
Nope. Okay. Me and my brother have been in constant communication with her.
Good.
Right. We are going to get to They Said It at 7. And then Courtney has today's news coming up at 7:45, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Oh, it's May Day. Shyam, good morning. Well done. And
thank
good
you.
Morning. And I assume that your lead is about that very topic.
Nope, I'm going to talk about potatoes. Yeah, of course I'm going to talk about Drake May. Like, this is... this is everything. This is officially the turning point, right? This is the moment you'll be able to look back on. And does it seem a little knee-jerk reaction by the organization? Absolutely. Should they have probably done this last week when he would have been able to go up against Miami first? Absolutely. But regardless of that fact, they clearly, their plan all along had nothing to do with Drake May. It was entirely about... the offensive coordinator liked Jacoby Brissett, was comfortable with Jacoby Brissett, and was like, all right, we're going to drive him until we literally cannot drive this car any longer. And after the Miami game, that's when they realized, wow, Jacoby Brissett's that bad. He is the only other quarterback in all of football that's playing as poorly as Jacoby Brissett is Deshaun Watson.
Do you think they being Elliott Wolf, Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, etc., thought Jacoby Brissett was going to be better?
Yes, that's exactly what they thought.
You do?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Well, that's not a good sign for scouts.
No, it's not great. But my hope here is, look, Drake May is not going to come out and light it up for 300 and 3 touchdowns on Sunday. I just don't think that's going to happen. That's unrealistic to ask of a rookie quarterback making his first career start.
Managing expectations.
No. But I'm telling you, you're going to see signs of what makes him great. You're going to see glimpses of it, and it's just going to get better and more consistent and more frequent with each week. And I am so unbelievably excited to see him finally hit the field. They've already listed his touchdown prop for Sunday.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is in the building. It's over a half a touchdown. Courtney, lock it in as my mortal lock of the century. I'm going with that.
Right.
Give me Drake May over a half a touchdown because I need it. Inject it directly into my veins.
Who's on the receiving end? Is it Prop Douglas?
Well done by you. Okay. All right, Greg, off and running today. Okay.
Jalen Prop?
Not as good.
Not as good?
It's not anywhere near as good.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't even
pull prop.
You don't have to try to outdo me.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I was just trying to jump on the train.
Prop Douglas.
I mean, can't I jump on the train?
You're very funny in your own right, but, you
yeah, but I like to jump on the train.
You don't have to try to do better unless...
Well, it's not trying to do better, Greg. Okay. I think you're a little insecure there.
We all know Wiggy gets parlayed every weekend.
I mean, see, it's just jumping on the train.
Sometimes this is like a movie. You just sit back and enjoy your popcorn. All right.
Keep it up, Prop Daddy.
Okay, so... It looks like we should go the over. You think he's going to at least have a touchdown. And this team, I mean, all you needed against the Dolphins was 17 points. So you should be able to muster that up.
And like everybody's throwing out this whole like Houston dominated Josh Allen. Yeah, but they also got absolutely destroyed by Sam Darnold. So like who looked totally mortal, by the way, in London against the Jets. So like let's take a step back. Is D'Amico Ryan's a good play caller or defensive coordinator? Yeah. But I think Drake May is a good quarterback. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. Here.
Okay. All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday was the latest and greatest example of the Boston sports media scene thinking way too highly about themselves. Flipping out, does this have to do with the Peppers arrest? And look at this over here. There never was a play. How dare they inform players through the media when Gerard Mayo has said multiple times on the morning show on Mondays that he talks through the media? Who gives a damn when you hear news? If it's good news, you're happy. If it's bad news, you're mad. It's not how they broke up with you. It's that they did. Deal with it. And I'm watching this yesterday and watching everybody breathlessly react to the timing and the manner in which the Patriots did something all those very same people were clamoring for them to do in the first place. I am so excited for the Drake May era. I don't know how he's going to do. None of us really have any clue. But if he's a great player, the timing and the opponent he begins his career against has nothing to do with it. It is an opportunity for this organization to try and change it up. And you know the reason? It's the same connection to the Jets, Woody Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, and Robert Saleh. These owners are all horned up about looking good overseas. It's bizarre. But Robert Kraft reportedly said, I'm done with him, regarding Bill Belichick when they lost in Germany last year to the Colts. The Jets move on from Saleh after Aaron Rodgers' bitching continued following the loss in London. And now the Patriots get one rehearsal for their starting quarterback of the future before playing the Jaguars a week from Sunday in England with Drake May. It's bizarre, it's weird, but it's part of their whole thought process in this. So
yeah.
I'm excited. I don't really care how or when they did it. We get a game to watch with a quarterback that can throw the ball down
yep.
the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis, you believe there was no plan.
There's never been a plan.
There was never a plan.
Of course not. If somebody has a plan, they'll tell it to you.
Well, you said what the plan was at the beginning when you said you believe their plan was that Jacoby Brissett was going to be better than he was, which would have given Drake May a little bit more time to kind of sit on the bench and whatever they call it, developing. But that didn't work out. That was their plan.
Yeah. Well, I also thought, I think Mayo thought they were somehow going to be able to tell everybody that we're going to be a run-heavy team and we're just going to run the football at you and that was going to be successful week after week after week when everybody knew that you were just running the football and that didn't work either. So, all right. Curtis, great lead.
Great job, Greg.
We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.